The bridge itself, and particularly at night, it's actually quite a landmark on the Thames, and certainly I think at times you come across it, and the views that you get from up on the bridge, it can actually, I think for some people, they get a little bit nervous when they get partway across, but it's because it is actually quite high, but you've got amazing views, and of course you can see it from such a long way off, and so particularly at night when it's lit up, the bridge really does look quite spectacular.
Having said that, though, it's not without its problems, as you mentioned a bit earlier.
Well, the Dartford crossing is so heavily used. It's a really important strategic route, not just for regional traffic, but for national and international freight movements as well. It's an important local route, and it's a victim of its own success, really. It is so popular, and of course what that means is on a daily basis we see congestion around the crossings, although most of that seems to be attributable to the tunnel rather than the bridge. But it certainly means that we really do need very quickly to be looking at getting some additional cross river capacity to complement Dartford.
Do you think the architects at the time perhaps underestimated future traffic volumes then?
Well, we've had huge population growth in the southeast, and it's very hard to predict. And it would be more than 25 years ago when the plans were drawn up. It's been open for 25 years. But, of course, it takes a long, long time before you even get a spade in the ground to when a big structure like that is open. And to fully understand what the future demands are going to be is, takes lots of complex modelling, and it's never perfect. But I think they've done a very good job. The Dartford Bridge has certainly played in a really important role in not just the regional road infrastructure, but actually the national strategic road network as well. So I think the designer did a good job, but we need to keep looking to the future. And importantly, you know, we can't just keep waiting until we are suffering from congestion and then try and build our way out of it. We need to be looking further into the future, predicting what the demand is going to be, where future growth is going to be, putting the infrastructure in place before development takes place to enable and support that growth.
So from your point of view and the point of view of your members, you'd be very keen to see a second crossing.
Absolutely. The Freight Transport Association supports the development of a new Lower Thames crossing. The one that we support is what's known as Option C to the east of Gravesend, because that will give some proper resilience into the road network, a good alternative for Dartford. Because often the issues faced at Dartford are not on the crossing itself, it's on the approaches either side of the crossing. So if you have more capacity in the same area, actually, it just means everybody is still stuck and going nowhere.